Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Breakfast with RGI. It's a lovely Friday morning, the 22nd of November, 2024. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Lakin Ann Singh, and with me I've got two lovely young ladies, Miss Gabrielle Atherley and, of course, Abiki Lewis. Good morning. How are you both
doing? Good morning. I'm doing amazing.
Yes, it's a fantastic Friday, so I'm feeling the same way.
Fantastic Friday.
We want to wish you all the best for your Friday as well. It's the last working day of the week for most of you out there, so I hope that you accomplish everything that you set out to accomplish at the beginning of the week. We've got some birth anniversaries today, and if you're celebrating yours, happy birthday to you. Scarlett Johansson celebrating hers today. The very legendary Billie Jean King out of the tennis world, Jamie Lee Curtis as well, Mark Ruffalo, and Hailey Bieber. Our quote is coming from Niccolo Machiavelli. It is better to be feared than loved if you cannot be both. I'll repeat. It is better to be feared than loved if you cannot be both.
I agree. Sometimes being the big bad wolf is a necessity, especially if you're working in a professional environment and if you hold a very high position. That is, being like a manager or something, you need to be, you know, firm with what you do. And not only being in a high position, but what about those who are in the military? You have to be stern. It's necessary for people to fear you in order to have order. So that's where I'm taking things from.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of think being loved would give you the same result, in my opinion.
Never does.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thing. I have dealt with managers or people in positions of power where people fear them. And I also see that that fear builds resentment. I think that a lot of times if people love you, they have a level of respect for you. You know, you just need to draw that line, that boundary.
No.
That if people love you, they have like an extra bit of obligation where it's like, you know what? I really don't want to get my boss in trouble. I'm going to get this done. I really don't want to be an inconvenience because I love and respect the person in a professional manner.
Sense?
If I am afraid of somebody, I would not care what happens.
Listen to me. In
that person's opinion.
Sometimes having too much of a close friendship with your friends and you being in a higher position can cause a riffle. Sometimes, more times than so, they don't respect you and you have to beg them like to get their work done. So I don't think being loved is a good thing.
If people don't respect you, they don't love you.
But once you respect me, you gotta get my thing done because you are afraid of the consequences of failing.
I think all of these things can exist without each other.
Really? Ooh.
I think respect can exist without love, without fear. Fear can exist without respect, without love. And love can exist without respect, without fear. There are many people who love people but don't respect them. Don't show them respect, per se. From the standpoint of a parent, which I'm not. Right?
Okay.
I would much prefer my child or my children to love me than fear me. Because fear stifles communication. And very often, children, because of fear, would not open up to their parents about certain important things that happen in their life, and oftentimes it's too late when the parents find out. I would rather be approachable, you know, than be a cold-faced person who has this barrier to people approaching you. Even in the workplace, I would rather be somebody like that because it means that my employees or my colleagues can approach me with their ideas, with their concerns, with any issues that they have. And how would you know that these things exist if you're not approached? Very often when people fear you, they limit their contact with you. And by limiting their contact with you, you have very little idea of what their opinions are, what their ideas are, how they feel about certain things. And it's only when people speak to you, then certain things come to light. So I am on Gabrielle's side for the most part of this, you know. I think it's much better for somebody to hold you in high regard, you know, to love you rather than fear you. I think that avenue for communication is much easier. But however, fear does have its place.
Fear does have its place.
And I think very often we kind of confuse the fear of a person with the fear of the position or fear of the office that the person occupies. Do you actually fear the person or the position of the person? That's a good question. We're going to head to our first break. Our song for the day is coming up. Nadia Batson, Best in a While, and we'll be back.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste. No sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
RGI's Song of the Day.
For the ExxonMobil Guyana Global Super League, teams from around the world are set to light up Guyana in the first ever high-energy cricket tournament. ExxonMobil Guyana is proud to bring you the most electrifying cricket action ever. Just keep listening and feel the rush of the game. ExxonMobil Guyana Global Super League, where the world comes to play.
To advertise during the Global Super League on TVG Channel 28, call 231-0544 or email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com.
Times Media Group understands the importance of advertising while recognizing that you have to do so on a budget. That's why we are giving you a chance to have your products and services advertised every day in the form of product mentions during our RGI 89.5 FM segments. Announcers will mention your products and services, your contact info, and any special deals you may have. This includes one spot each on Breakfast with RGI from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., The Morning Waves from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Turn It Up from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., and Cham K from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So what are you waiting for? For bookings and confirmations, please email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com or give us a call on 223-7230 to 1-231-0544 or 231-8064 for more information.
A.N. Habib Supermarket and Wholesale Depot, we offer a wide range of Indian spices in both retail and wholesale quantities, such as whole cumin seeds or jeera, clove, whole and ground cinnamon, whole fenugreek, whole yellow mustard seeds, star aniseed, ginger powder, turmeric powder, black cumin seeds, whole cardamom, fennel seeds, whole coriander seeds, stick cinnamon, and much more, available in 55 pounds bag. Visit us at Lot 431 Block 19 Line Path, Kariviton, Burbies. Call us on 652-1821 or 655-0123. We deliver all wholesale products countrywide. A.N. Habib and Wholesale Depot, adding a little spice to your life.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for Breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you on the 895, and we're getting this article from AP News. And it says Earth will have a temporary mini moon for 2 months. That sounds so exciting. Mm-hmm. And even recently, I've heard that, you know, Earth got aliens and they're from the ocean.
My gosh.
So, you can't, but if you're from the ocean, if an organism is, if you're from the ocean, then you're from Earth, right? You can't be an alien.
Well, let's get into this article. So Earth's moon will soon have some company, and they're calling it the mini moon. Mm-hmm. So the mini moon is actually an asteroid about the size of a school bus at 33 feet. And this is 10 meters. So when it whizzes by Earth, it will be temporarily trapped by our planet's gravity and orbit the globe.
This sounds exciting. So right now it's currently happening.
Yes.
So right now it's currently happening. So that's interesting.
I've been looking into the sky every single night, and I'm seeing this bright star. I'm like, is it a satellite or is it...
No, because I think you're confusing yourself, you know. The night sky has many, many bright
no,
stars.
No, but there's this one particular...
You're sure?
This one
Where
particular
is it?
Star.
Which direction is it?
I can't remember. It's so bright. It outshines the rest of stars. You understand?
That.
That's how bright...
Is it that direction?
Probably. But
it's
so bright.
Because it could be the North Star.
It could be. Right. David Star. Right? I think they call
is
it
that. Is
that
the name for it? I'm
That's another
sure.
name
another
for
name.
It.
Okay, okay.
Yes. So the space rock 24PT5 was first spotted in August by astronomers at Complutense University of Madrid using a powerful telescope located in Sutherland, South Africa. So these short-lived mini-moons are likely more common than we realize, said Richard Binzel, an astronomer at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So the last known one was detected way back in 2020.
Okay, so I want to believe the star you're seeing is not it, because here's what's going to happen. It will not complete a full orbit around the Earth. Which means that only persons in certain locations along the path of the asteroid will be able to see it before it departs, leaves the Earth's gravitational field. And that will happen on November 25th, which is this Monday coming.
Oh my God, I would have been so happy if I seen it.
Well, I don't know. I think you can check the NASA website, I guess. They can probably show you where it is right now if it's past. I think it's probably past where we are because I think it originated... I think it started to become visible over the States, I believe.
They're so lucky.
Continuing that trajectory.
They're so lucky. I'm so jealous. I'm riveling with jealousy.
But that's just one tiny wonder of the night sky, Vicky. If you want to, just observe the wonders of the night sky, just check the NASA website or any other, star sky website or database.
Yeah.
And there are things to look for throughout the entire year. There are countless amounts of meteor showers, like, you know, what we call shooting stars across the sky. You can make how many wishes you want.
But I just feel so robbed because the other day we had the solar eclipse, but we could not see it because of where we're located.
Where we are, But we had this year we also had a lunar eclipse, which was visible from Guyana.
And I guess probably sleeping.
I guess you missed it. You missed that one too. So it's up to you. It's up to you.
I also think that the mere fact that many other places outside of Guyana have like organizations like NASA and so on, where you do have persons doing the research, they also particularly look for things that would appear in their area. So if Guyana... We're hoping very soon, because I know we have some little ones who wanted to be astronomers for career day. So hopefully in the future, Guyana has an institution that specializes in astronomy, and you know, we get to look out for a few things that will be visible from our.
I think the University of Guyana has an astronomy club. So for those of you who are listening and you have an interest in things like that, you can probably contact someone at the university. I know they used to have it. I'm not sure if it's still existing, but they'd usually look for things like this, and I'm pretty sure there are smaller groups around the country, especially with younger folks who have an interest in things like these, you know. I do have an interest in things like these. I'm not that into it.
I'm into it.
If I can observe something, I will. I've spent hours before looking up at the sky looking for a meteor shower and things like that, and I do have a little telescope home that we've you can see planets like Jupiter and Saturn, things like that.
That's cool.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yes,
I would be more interested in aliens and, you know, if we got people living among us. That is so cool. The lizard people, they're going on a rave with that on social media, you know, that they're living among us, taking our shape and form.
What in the world is going on? We're going to head to another break. When we come back, we'll talk some history.
The time is now 6:15. Coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather. For the latest in business and what's current in culture.
We're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230 or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth.
I don't know what to do about these mosquitoes anymore. With all the dengue fever and malaria they're carrying.
Use Mozzipel Insect Repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel Insect Repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel Insect Repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel Insect Repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E, the safe way to keep insects away.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Welcome back to Breakfast with RGI. It's time to talk some history. Let me start it off with some sports. On this day in 1974, long before I was born, it marked the Test cricket debut of Gordon Greenidge and Viv Richards at Bangalore. Now, for those cricket fans, you know that Greenidge and Richards are two of the greatest batsmen of all time, much less in the West Indies alone. And they made their debut against India in Bangalore. Yeah. Greenidge had an incredible debut. He scored 93 in the first innings and 107, becoming the first player to score a century on Test debut overseas. Which is a big deal because you can do it at home, but to do it outside of home is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Viv Richards, for all of his accolades, you know, his first test match ever, he scored just 7 runs in his 2 innings, which was not indicative of the career that he would have, because he's finished his career as one of the greatest batsmen ever. The two of them, Greenidge and Richards, went on to score a total of 27,953 international runs between them, as well as 6,500s between them as well. And those two names are in cricket museums all across the world, especially in the West Indies as well. They've won multiple awards, trophies, of course. They've been part of World Cup winning sides in the West Indies as well, 1975, 1979, under the captaincy of Guyanese Clive Lloyd as well. So a lot of greats in the world of West Indies cricket. And I only hope that the current crop can inspire the next generation so that we can have some more greats along the way. Because we've had some greats coming out of the past 20 years as well. Big names like Chandrapal, Brian Lara, Chris Gayle.
Love
excellent
him.
Players. And of course, in the charter format, you know, the 2020 that we all love. People like Narayan
Shamar,
and Russell.
Shamar
and
Joseph?
Oh, come on.
That's the most recent.
He just started.
Most recent guy.
I love him a lot.
I'd love to see him up there one day. Yeah? Who knows?
Yes. Also, on this day in history, in 1989, conjunction of Venus, Mars, Uranus, Neptune, Saturn, and the Moon.
Mm.
So in 1989, Venus passed close to 3 planets in a row at the beginning of the year. This is Uranus, Saturn, and Neptune. So only Saturn was visible to the naked eye. Venus also had the following events in 1989. So they had the superior conjunction, and this occurred on April 4th. They had the close conjunction with Jupiter, occurred on May 22nd. Then they had pass near Mars and Regulus, and this occurred in July. And the greatest elongation from the sun occurred on November. So in astrology, the conjunction of the moon and Venus can symbolize love, beauty, and emotion. Some people may see it as time for personal reflection, spiritual exploration, and relationships. So the conjunction of Venus and Mars is said to represent the fusion of masculine and feminine energies.
People have always attributed many, many things to when conjunctions happen. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what conjunction is, it's when planets or other, you know, bodies in
the universe,
in space, align.
Align.
It's when they align. You
yeah.
know? So that's always been a fascination. Hundreds of years ago, and I guess it continues to this
yeah.
day.
And even to the astrologers, they go crazy. Well, Aries is going to do this, and your higher sun, and your sign.
Listen, I'm not saying yay or nay. Who knows?
It's not good. It's toxic.
Who knows, Abiki?
But hold on.
Who knows? Who knows?
Let me hear Gabby.
I was thinking that I'm not sure. I believe it was 2012 when they had the whole thing about, you know, the Earth or the world coming to an end.
Yes.
They also used something similar to this as a reason why
see,
it
was
might
different.
Have been.
The basis for that was because the Mayan, or was it the Mayan
calendar
ended at that point in time. So, you know, people were theorizing that maybe that was the end. These people predicted the future.
But there was also a convergence. So it's like they had like a multitude of things that came about
movies.
At that time. So it's like, wow.
Movies are because
scared me. As a child.
Also on this day in 1991, we're gonna step over to Bollywood for a little bit. Pool Aur Kante, the film debut of famous Indian actor Ajay Devgan. That movie was released. Now, those of you who are big fans of Bollywood, you know Ajay Devgan has been one of the stalwarts, one of the biggest stars mm-hmm. in Bollywood for the past couple of decades. Now, this movie was the name actually translates to Flowers and Thorns. Pool Aur Kante. It's an Indian action romance film directed by Kuku Kohli. It starred Devgan, Madhu, Aruna Irani, Jagdeep, and Amrish Puri, the legendary Amrish Puri, among others as well. Now, Ajay Devgan made his debut. He's the son of the late stunt and action choreographer Viru Devgan and Madhu, and she was the niece of the actress, the legendary actress Hema Malini. The older folks would know Hema Malini very, very mm-hmm. well. This film was a super hit, won Ajay Devgan the Filmfare Award for the Best Male Debut for 1991. I don't know how many people know this, but the film was remade in Telugu as Varasudu and in Odia as Dire Dire Premahela, and it's loosely based on a Malayalam film. Now, Malayalam culture is very interesting. But India is so big and so diverse that there's mm-hmm. so many different cultures in Malayalam culture. They have their own language and everything in India. It's based on a Malayalam film, Parampara, directed by Sibi Malayil, where the actor played dual roles as the protagonist and his father as well. Movie did well critically and did exceptionally at the box office too.
Definitely a one that I should actually take a time and watch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But guess what? We're going to jump back over into Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say back, but this one is coming from Pixar, the studio who gives everything's feeling. And we're talking about Toy Story.
Oh, yes.
Where were you when you first found out that toys could talk through Toy Story, people?
I was a child.
Yeah.
I was a child.
Well, listen, this movie was released in 1995 by Pixar Studios, and this is where some people had, you know, the pleasure mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of letting their imaginations run wild. Now, this gave us the first inspiration of talking toys and toys that could actually come to life and use a computer. Mm-hmm. And for many years, it had many of us peeping at our toys through our bedroom doors mm-hmm. to see if they'll get up and move around while we're mm-hmm. not there. Now, the thing is, this was the first CGI animated film feature that showcased an amazing 3D world with lighting, shading,
incredible.
And textures,
incredible.
And most beautifully created characters, including some of the living characters such as Andy.
This movie came out when I was just 2 years old, so I saw it for the first time a few years after.
Two years?
As a child,
wow.
You're blown away.
Yes.
And then to see all the subsequent Toy Story films that came after that, it just built this incredible world for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as a child, you became so attached to these characters, you know, Buzz Lightyear, Mr. Potato Head,
yeah.
Slinky, Rex, Woody, of course, you know. It's a memory that I think lives on for children of those generation, that generation that grew up looking at those Toy Story movies.
So you know, true.
The thing with Toy Story is that it has such a story, and I wouldn't just say it for Toy Story 1, mm-hmm. because this story continues beyond just
all
the first
the way
movie.
To, you know, Andy going to college.
College,
you know?
Yeah.
So you got to see the progression of in a way, the progression of a child, mm-hmm. you know, their likes, dislikes, all the way, the way their personality changes, how a child may leave their toys behind, or yeah. a child may hang on to that one toy for sentimental reasons. Mm-hmm, and I think mm-hmm. we all know people, or we've all been there at some mm-hmm. point in time. Eh?
And that's the spectacular so aspect of them taking it into the nursery school yes. when they actually donated toys.
Yes.
It was spectacular. And Pixar themselves giving the toys mm-hmm. the emotions, I think mm-hmm. that was a kickstart for things like Inside Out, where mm-hmm. now emotions have emotions. Mm-hmm. And you see now they have different things like Cars mm-hmm. and all these other shows mm-hmm. that really give Cars. You a different perspective.
Cars movies are incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cars is also from Pixar.
Yes. And the thing is, they don't do it like that anymore. Movies released now, they don't.
They do, Vicky, but the they reason don't. Why we think it doesn't is because we were at a different age.
No.
And it resonates with you differently. And do you actually invest the time to sit and watch these
I
movies?
Do. Everything is more yeah. paler
but it,
now.
It would hit you differently. And I always tell people this, especially older people, because, you know, older people like to say, oh, it's not the same. But of course, it's not the same.
It's not.
It's different. And if we were brought up in this time, we'd probably say that the movies that come out now are the best we've ever seen.
I was just about to say that. I used to tell my students that, yes, I was your age at one time, but what I was allowed to do with what the world had for me
yeah.
is completely different. So I see it in that light.
Yeah.
All right. Also in this day in history, 2008, YouTube hosts the largest ever live broadcast, YouTube Live. So the year 2005 was another big year for live streaming. The emergence of YouTube opened up new opportunities for streaming video. In 2008, YouTube Live hosted its first live stream event, and this was a game changer for all.
Yes.
But on that note, you gotta wrap things up. We will be back with more. Stay tuned.
Can you feel the love on a stranger's face? When my people dancing through time and space, is our energy when we come down here? They say all we know is to jump and wave. It's in every creed and race, and the carnival is the holy grail. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I feel I could stay right here.
Não espere mais. Cadastre-se hoje mesmo para obter uma conta na Superbet. Com a Superbet, sua chance de ganhar em grande está apenas alguns cliques de distância. Aposte em seus esportes favoritos, jogue jogos emocionantes online e participe de nossas promoções. Visite www.superbet.gy ou baixe o aplicativo Superbet para começar. Cadastre-se agora e você pode ser o próximo sortudo milionário. Superbet, sua melhor aposta. debe ser mayor de 18 años. Aplícanse termos y condiciones. Jogue con responsabilidad.
Need motor oil? Think Ultra Lubricants. Available nationwide. ISG time, 6 hours 30.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Okay, folks, Michael Teja, energy. I needed that song for this one today. My boyfriend rarely posts about our relationship on social media, even though he's active and posts about everything else. I brought it up saying I'd like if he included me sometimes, but he brushed it off saying he's just private. But I feel he's hiding our relationship. But he insists that I'm overthinking.
Okay. I don't know how to put this, because there's particular types of guy who likes to keep things private.
That's me.
You don't have to be.
I am this guy.
Okay. You don't have to be posting steady and letting the world know that, you know, hey, me and her are together. But once y'all have a common understanding that, hey, I trust you, you trust me, leave it as that. But then there are particular guys who don't post you up not for hurt somebody else's feelings.
That's it. So my thing is, once you're posting everything else, you know, you're posting sports, you're posting your family, you're posting this, everything else but me, are you ashamed of me? That would have been my question.
Let me just take a quick trip to my Instagram profile. Let me see what's going on.
It was this lick. Oh. My thing, listen, I have always attracted, for some reason, men who don't like posting. To the point that my husband is a guy who does not post a lot, but he has social media. For me.
That's it,
he has a Facebook page to like my posts. Okay. He has a TikTok page to like and repost my things.
I would like stuff. That's not a problem.
But it's about reposting and sharing, hey, I'm in this relationship with this girl and I love her so much that I would post our relationship because I'm proud of it.
So here is my thing with that. I do not post, well, I did not, prior to my marriage, post whoever I was dating. Like, just a few days ago, my friend was like, I mentioned something about somebody else. And my friend was like, hold on, I taught straight out of school. You know, this was your only boyfriend for life. And I was like, well, girl, you know.
You waste a whole thought.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's like, we posted officially on our wedding day. That is when you tag everything, this is your person, blah, 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 bam, on the wedding day.
Your hashtag so I and stuff.
Exactly. I understand where the guy is coming from. But if it's something that the girl mentioned to you, like, hey, why don't you post me? And this is your excuse. If she is already posting you, why not, you know, show them her nice shoes that she's wearing? You know, if she got a nice hairstyle, you take a picture from the back of your girl. You don't like what your girl look like? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Is that not the case?
I just thinking that something as simple like that, like how you have shut up rings, where if a girl is annoying you about a particular topic, I don't see the point in arguing about something that could be this easily fixed. You can just post it. If your birthday coming up, touch your babe, wait till the birthday.
The fix is just the girl understanding that he's private. That's it. That's the fix.
I don't see that as the fix.
I think that would be the fix for me.
Because you know, it gets some men who are so wicked.
That's they would why try, I'm looking at.
They would try to please.
No, we're talking about those men.
We're talking about them. They would make sure that their girlfriend only see their posts for themselves, because there's this setting on WhatsApp where whenever you post a status, you can choose who you want to see your status. And they would make sure that you see it. Like, see, I posted for you, but everybody else can't see. So I kind of hate that. I know people that do it. They admit to me, like, hey, I just do this. I'm like, that is crazy.
Me shame. At work, people can't see certain posts that I got on my WhatsApp.
I think everybody, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people WhatsApp, you know, their privacy settings are tweaked a bit, not mine. Mine is public. I hardly post them. People who know me know I hardly post to my WhatsApp story and stuff, you know. But I don't have a problem with this. I see it from the guy's perspective because I understand it. There are many of us like that who, you know, you don't really want people to see the inner workings of your life. You know what I mean? It's fine. It's not like I have anything against it. I don't mind if people post their partner or post their relationship or stuff. You know, from time to time, I've posted a story maybe with my grandmother or something. You know? But I'm not the kind of person to just always, you know, send updates like that. I got birthday messages that I haven't replied to for weeks now.
But wait.
So I'm not that kind of person.
Late. But no, still,
I got calls.
Late, you just said something that triggered me. Oh my gosh. You just said I would make a post with my grandma. Your grandma and your girlfriend are two different people. No, they're different positions.
Exactly my point.
But man, listen.
Exactly.
I am just stunned. Because if a guy can post about his dog, he can post about, you know, sports, he can post about things he thinks is important.
But I am very careful with the landscape of social media now. Mm-hmm. Especially, you also have to be wary with the type of people that you interact with and the people that you're around. I'm pretty sure, and I'm a no drama kind of person. I want nobody. I don't like questions. So
right,
if
right.
I post
respect
something,
that.
I don't want two questions about what I post. You see it? Okay, nice. Move on. All right, give it a heart or something. React to the story.
That's wild.
I don't want to. Oh, who's this person? Oh, how long this? Oh, how this happened?
But the thing is, if she's asking you to post her picture, it's not her fault that people are gonna come and ask you questions.
I'd say, here, mom, when we married, we gonna post it.
That's Listen,
now when we get married.
At some point in your relationship before you get married, y'all don't mind me saying that I just post this boy when we get married. It's when everybody saw his face and knew his name. But people were aware that he was around. I took photos for Instagram. I had a nice arm around me. I took, I'm out on a date. I took pictures. You're seeing two plates. I'm sure it's small and little things like that. She's wondering, you know, why is my presence not known on your social media?
I made at least one post like that before.
Good. Oh, and the people didn't
Where
have
it's just,
to
know. It's, like a little... You know something, but you know nothing.
Yeah, she got nice manicures. touching on your shirt, matches.
It wasn't anything like that.
Manly.
But Gabby, that is what you call quiet launching.
Exactly.
Quiet launching?
Yes. The girl just want people
the relationship.
You take a photo, but you make sure no features, especially face, cannot be seen. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, I think posting on social media is a good thing because what if this girl got a history and you post she up and like, oh, that girl? Let me tell you what, you know, you can have insights about their lifestyle.
Usually, you know, if I post something that I think would provoke some responses, you know, people would message. But, you know, the last time I post something, my inbox was awfully quiet. What the shit was going on there?
I feel you should be proud of that. I don't know. I know some, the men in my life, they would be okay, I posted this girl and I got no responses. The streets don't know her. Well, I guess that's the thing, you know? And women I wouldn't say in general, some women like to be claimed, especially if you're proud of the guy that you're with. All right? I am one of those women. If I was with somebody and they haven't been posting me, I'd be like, am I dressing and getting ready every day for nonsense? I'm trying to look nice. Let people know that you have a body on your arm.
So
what is your problem?
Women with these kind of personalities, how did they live before the age of social media?
The city caller or crier or whoever it is, when you went to your multiple balls back in the day, look at Bridgerton. You had to step in with your corset and everything, and somebody claimed you at the door. Times are not that different. There are different ways that you
different
are
ways,
showing
it. Different ways.
Period. And I think she just wants that bit of a claim.
Yeah.
That is what I'm seeing it as. Because if she's asking over and over, something is going on in her mind where she's insecure. And granted, he is not responsible for fixing that for her. But if it is that you love this girl and she is already probably posting him, why not have this thing show like it's mutual? Nobody wants to be in a one-sided relationship.
That's so true.
So I think that is more the case. And that's why I'd say, dude, if you're going to fix it, just... Once you send you a cute selfie, just put it up for 30 minutes. Three people could see it.
And you take
and
it
And that's
down.
It.
And it reminds me of something my mommy always says. Whoever stink for you, gonna rotten for you. So you have to find that sort of person is going to do things for you and you're going to do things for them back. It's like a rotation. You know, these things are so important because if you're going to find a partner who's not going to do certain things for you, especially if you're asking them so nicely, hey, can you make this adjustment for me? And they're not responding. That is terrible.
I think maybe what he can do is maybe not be so dismissive.
That is the issue.
Attempt to have more of a discussion about, you know, well, this is how I feel. This is why I don't do it. And then attempt to compromise. Well, you know, I don't like the idea of posting, you know, a photo with the, you know, all your features, material, your face or anything. Maybe I can post, would it be okay? I can post something different. You know, maybe a silhouette of you or something. Or, you know, like Gabby said, your hair.
Exactly. your nails, something.
Or your hands on the table while we have dinner. Something like that, you know.
Oh, you know what's funny? I recently had a friend who had the same situation. And she said, Gabby, this buy and post and me, no matter what. And I was like, okay, so this is what we could do. Set up a nice little photo shoot, and if you post nothing from the photo shoot, then you know you really ain't want to post.
I don't think the guy's in the wrong, because I understand.
I'm on the fence with it. I agree with the girl, though. I come off the fence. I agree with the girl.
We'll have to another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I got a weakness for soca music. When it hit me, I feel your pain. It's something I can't explain. Ooh, and I tell me, I get a feel when soca play. Soca let me get on a kind of hole. Get on a kind of hole. Make me feel good from head to toe. Feel good from head to toe. Soca music make me feel so happy. Make me feel so happy. I just want to jump around in the street. Jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up. Soca sweet. It's sweet, it's sweet, it's sweet. When the music play, you must move your feet. Had made me lose my voice. Oh, na na na, eh eh. This is a soca session. Oh oh, and this is my religion. Eh eh. Everybody, put up your hands. Oh oh, help me sing this one. I got a weakness for soca music.
Instant full cream milk powder is made from pure, fresh, pasteurized cow milk of the highest quality. It is a delicious and nutritious drink, ideal for the entire family and safe to use for babies 6 months and older. Sona Instant full cream milk is rich in protein, calcium, zinc, vitamins A and D3. Solely distributed by A.N. Habib Supermarket and Wholesale Depot, Lot 431, Block 19, Line Path, Caraveton, Burbies. Call us on 652-1821 or 655-0123. Sona Full Cream Milk Powder, delicious with every sip. Not recommended for infants under 6 months.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough? Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Compound, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and cold so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Compound is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you on the 895. We got a burning question here.
All right.
Would you ever track your partner's location?
Yes.
I would do it because I share my location with my mommy, my sister, and my brother.
Yes.
So I think it's for safety reasons.
I share my location when I'm traveling, so people who are interested can track my progress for safety reasons.
Mm.
You know, even when I'm traveling to maybe to go to Barbies or Buck. And I mean, I ensured it to Tom, Dick, and Harry, but, you know, to certain persons who may be interested and who have a vested interest in my safety.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I do it. No, but you, Gabby.
I agree with the safety reasons. But, however,
God.
I'm not saying that, no. I know y'all thinking that I come in with this whole thing like this, but no. I do not think that you need to, once you share your location just so you can keep track of your partner, that should be a relationship red flag. Okay? But there are some instances, like the fact that directions and my partner is enemy. So if he's going to a place where I know he does not know the area, he needs to send his location, because wrong turns and my husband are partners. So once I see the car go a little day, I'd be like, home by next car now. So in terms of sharing it for the relationship wise and so on, when I notice people who share it and be like, okay, he's not at these five prescribed locations. This is not his mother's house, his best friend's house, his friend's house, but you're panicking. Right away, you know that there's some level of mistrust, and I do not believe in continuing relationships where there is mistrust.
Do you think it violates your privacy?
I think context is important, because if you decide, hey, let's have each other's location because I think it's good for us, then yes. But if it's a case where you're pushing, like, you know what, I don't trust my partner as much and I think he's being dishonest to me, let me install this app and we can share it together. In that case, you're projecting that, you know what, you don't trust your partner. So in this case, it might or can be translated as, you know, toxic. That's what I think.
I would believe in the toxic aspect of it, especially since some persons do it without the knowledge of the other partner. And I feel like that is like a personal boundary that should not be crossed.
Well, speaking of that, it is a personal boundary. Do you think modern technology has made it easier to cross, you know, those personal boundaries in relationships
without even
realizing it?
There are things like ear tags where you see persons putting it in, like,
the sole of their shoes.
There are like vehicle tracking systems and so on that your partner would not have any knowledge if you just take the car for a drive and come back. It's installed. And sometimes, regardless of what, you're in a relationship with an individual, and some people just need some quiet time. What if your partner just needs some time away for themselves, and they just want to drive to their personal quiet spot that they don't share with anybody, including you, for whatever reason, and then you just pull up there?
The thing
immediately
is,
that person is gonna have this, I don't want to say a recoil, but this
a turn off.
A turn off towards you. So when you start crossing boundaries like that,
But Gabby and Lake, what if you have suspicions that, you know what, I think my partner's cheating on me, but you don't want to confront the situation? What would you do then?
Proof.
You want proof?
So you're doing it for proof?
You gotta get proof first. Look at the girl with Terrence. She didn't know what was going on. She probably tracked the vehicle or whatever, and she got the proof that she needed, and she addressed the situation, and she got her answered. Had she asked him, he might have not been honest with her. So you have to have proof to know what's going on in your relationship.
Yes. Okay, so the thing
about, is still deceptive.
Yeah, but you got what you're looking for.
It's deception finding out of other deception.
Yes, it is.
The thing is with me is that could be dangerous, you know. Because imagine you track, all right, fine, you're looking for your evidence. You track this person using this device.
Yeah.
What do you plan to do? I know most people don't react in the best way if they do pull up on their partner
That's
with somebody
true.
Else.
That's true.
This could now put you in a situation with the police and all sorts. You don't know if you're going to attack the person, if the person going to attack you because they think they're the main person. I mean, like, this situation with the tracking and so on, there's so many loopholes and things that could come out of these situations. Well, it's best to avoid it.
If you're not a person like that and your partner is, you know, your partner may say, well, I'm doing it out of, you know, the best interest, my best interest for you, because I care, you know, but it is violating those boundaries. But because I care, you know, I want you to do this. You know, how do you draw that line? Because they're forcing in some way or form, but just trying to justify it by saying that they care.
If you are that concerned, especially where I go, the thing is, once I meet there, I can always shoot you a message. Hey, I'm here, I'm safe, When I'm ready to leave, hey, I'm leaving now, I'll be home within 5 to 6 minutes. You'd still update your partner, or you can just call them, like, hey, I'm safe, I'm good. That is it. Why Gabby looked at me like that?
No, I'm looking at you because I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm thinking that this is where you get to test your partner. If this partner is so concerned about your safety and want to have your location, say, okay, my dear, my boundary would be that I need yours as well.
Of course.
In most cases, the people who want all these things in place, they don't want it on themselves.
Just on you.
Just on you. So if you want me to be covered or safe because my location needs to be on, let's put yours on as well. Let's see how things go. Because a lot of times when people start thinking that way, it's because they have some sort of internalized, you know, mentality of, you know, you could just sneak around the place. It's almost as if they're trying to offset or put the blame on you for something that they're doing.
Because they're trying to make you second guess yourself, because they may be doing something, you know, that they don't want you to second guess, you know. So in some way or form, you're gaslighting that person. You're projecting whatever it is, you know, your guilt maybe, onto them.
That's wild.
To, you know, take the attention away from you. That's a big deal as well. And in many situations, many couples, many partnerships, there is a situation that exists in which they may have varying views on this. One partner may be that person that would like to keep track of, you know, maybe just keep track of each other. Maybe we both can, you know, be privy to each other's location. The other one is like, no, that's unnecessary. How do you come to that compromise?
As I said, call, text. Like, if you don't need to have somebody's location tracked on their phone 24/7, just call or text. It's not that difficult.
But then that would not be a compromise for the person who is insisting that you have the location on.
That is true. Girl, look.
This seems like this is like a level of discussion where you need to either have some app or something else that will give a general location rather than the specific point. I think that may be one way that you can meet a compromise. Like, instead of saying, I'm on the East Bank, rather than hearing I'm specifically here at this house where this dot is. Like, hey, she's in this general area within this radius. That could be it. I think that that might be a compromise. But then again, it's like every situation, every relationship is so different.
Yes,
even when we give our opinions here on RGI Breakfast with RGI, there may be a couple sitting listening to us that go, you know,
this it ain't go so for we.
Yeah. Or it really isn't working like that. Or somebody might be looking at a partner right now saying, and you didn't want to put on the location. So it really comes back to individual communication. You know, it's a touchy thing. But at the end of the day, as Abiki said earlier, as we started this discussion, it needs to be something where you can find a mutual ground. If you have a person that prefers the location to be on, and that is a hard, hard no for you, evaluate whether this is the only thing you're going to be strong-headed
because
about.
Because this is not just, you got to look at it, this is not just about having the partner's location. It's the root of the issue is something deeper,
control.
Obviously, right? It may be control, maybe insecurity, it may be not even insecurity like on their behalf, but it could be as a result of them doing bad things, you know? And then I guess maybe you'd have to think about, push come to shove, maybe you gotta think about compatibility and if it's worth it, if the relationship is worth it, if that is not the only thing that you'd have to compromise on. And it's always should be a healthy discussion to have with your partner. And if you got way too many cons and pros, then I don't think it makes sense.
Right,
maybe
you're
in it for the money or something.
Well, in for the money?
You do you, you know?
What?
I wouldn't stop you from getting a bag, but you do you. But
you know, I'm actually happy that you mentioned this thing about the money, because there are other factors that would cause people to want to have those locations on. And one thing I remember is there's this movie, 50 Shades of Grey. And Christian Grey wanted to have, you know, keep tabs on Anna. And her friend was like, this is too much and so on. But it was for safety reasons. And even though she personally did not want it, they had to go through a whole situation where she was tracked and attacked and all sort of thing. And then she decided that, hey, this would be the best thing to do. So again, communicate with your partner and do what's best for you and your relationship.
I got a weakness for soca music. When it hit me, I feel no pain. It's something I can't explain. Blue and a night and day, I get a feeling when soca play. Soca make me get on a kind of hole. Get on a kind of hole. Make me feel good for
chicken lovers, craving for the biggest and juiciest chicken sandwich in Guyana? Come to Royal Castle and grab a castle box. Get a majestic chicken sandwich, one-piece chicken thigh, one side, and a refreshing Coca-Cola drink. It's a bellyful meal, flavored down to the bone. Royal Castle time, 6 hours 55.
Are you ready for the ExxonMobil Guyana Global Super League? Teams from around the world are set to light up Guyana in the first ever high-energy cricket tournament. ExxonMobil Guyana is proud to bring you the most electrifying cricket action ever. Just keep listening and feel the rush of the game. ExxonMobil Guyana Global Super League, where the world comes to play.
To advertise during the Global Super League on TVG Channel 28, call 231-0544 or email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com.
Are you bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And that was Wadix with Wake Up. It is time for Fact or Fiction. The first one, elephants are afraid of mice.
You know what?
I'll say it's a fact. Strange.
I think I've seen it in too many movies and cartoons. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with fact as well.
It is false. So the idea that elephants fear mice is largely a myth. While elephants may react to sudden movements or small creatures out of curiosity or surprise, they do not have a specific fear of mice.
Understood. All right.
The second one, Mars has seasons like Earth.
I'll say that's a fact.
You know, based on all the studies and reports we've heard over the years, them saying that Mars could be a habitable planet if we make it habitable, certain things are very similar to Earth and this and that. I'm going to say it's a fact as well.
It is a fact. So Mars has a similar axial tilt to Earth at about 25 degrees. This tilt causes seasonal changes, including variations in temperature and weather patterns. Though Mars' seasons are nearly twice as long due to its longer orbit around the sun.
Gotcha.
I think I want to go to Mars, yo, be a Martian.
I feel you got a thing with aliens today, yeah, Biki.
That's a Biki's team today.
Yes. So the final one, it snows metal on Venus.
Metal. Okay, hold on. I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire, yes.
Seriously?
I'm going to say it's fuck. Listen, don't judge me. This got me a correct answer yesterday on Fact or Fiction. Yeah.
No, okay? I'm going to say, you just said false?
I said it's a fact.
Oh, I think it's a fact as well, because when you're speaking about metals, if you look at the periodic table, you know, certain metals like iron is a metal. Why can't you have iron oxide rain or something like that? Or some of the other metals on the periodic table can come down in the form of oxides. So I'll say it's a fact.
It is a fact. So Venus has an atmosphere rich in heavy metals such as lead.
Lead.
Yes. Lead. Due to the extreme heat and pressure, these metals vaporize in the atmosphere and may condense and fall as metal snow in cooler, higher altitudes. That's that is so cool.
Wouldn't like to be there though.
Yeah. There's one planet I don't want to be on.
Wouldn't like to be there. Anyways, yes. Folks, we hope you have a great remainder of your Friday. Do enjoy the rest of your weekend as well. Stay safe, spend some time with your family and friends. Stay safe, especially out there on the roadways, and we'll be back with you safe and sound Monday morning. Take care.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI 89FM.com. More music, more memories.